Hi there, it's Mario Rosenstock. You know your man off Giff Grubb on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, but I'm also your man who presents that great podcast called, yeah, you guessed it, the Mario Rosenstock Podcast. You never know what or who you're going to get, but you always get me, a brand new and exclusive comedy sketch, and a conversation with a twist. Catch the Mario Rosenstock Podcast every week on the Go Loud app and all of the usual places.
With On Ice, Ireland's premium ice skating experience, where winter memories are made. Visit onice.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
The Last Word.
With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
In South Dublin, there is a park known as Herzog Park. It's named after a former Israeli president who had been born here in Ireland. It is now the subject of considerable controversy. There has been a move being made by a group to rename the park, but due to a technicality, Dublin City Council won't be able to vote on the issue tonight. There will be a protest outside by those who believe that the name should be changed. Now, we have two guests with us. We have Ona Malley, Associate Professor in Political Science at Dublin City University, Dr. Mary McAuliffe, Historian and Lecturer in Gender Studies at UCD. Ona, I'm going to start with you because the leaders of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and various other senior party members have come out against the idea of the denaming of the park. Why wouldn't it be denamed, given what has been learned about his career in the Israeli military?
Well, it would be kind of ahistorical to want to rename it, mainly because we don't really understand exactly what he did, and we are judging him by certain standards. What he did was as part of the creation of the Israeli state, and while you know many people in Ireland don't seem to want Israel to exist, it is a country, and he behaved in ways which we celebrate for our kind of the heroes that created Ireland. He did nothing different to that sort of thing. The use of violence in creating Israel was something that happened, as it was something that happened with our state. And so I think we're probably just trying to seek to erase history and seeking to judge him by kind of an impossible standard.
Dr. Mary McAuliffe, Historian and Lecturer in Gender Studies at UCD, what do you make of this effort by a group of councillors to have the park renamed?
Well, I think it's a very interesting process that they're undertaking. Of course, naming and denaming are all about politics, not about history. And certainly naming or denaming or taking away statues doesn't erase history. It is about the politics of today. Memorial spaces really reflect the people who create those memorial spaces, not historical narratives. And today there is, denaming the Herzog Park is about the fact that what he did during the Israeli fight for independence could be constituted something we don't agree with today. It isn't anti-Semitic to talk about denaming the park. It's about being anti-Zionist. And the fact that, having done a little bit of reading around Herzog, he was very much involved in excluding Palestinians from what were their homes for a very long time. I think there's a big difference between the fight for Irish independence and the creation of the Israeli state. And seeing them as similar is probably not a good thing. There weren't people exiled from Ireland. Some left voluntarily, but there wasn't a process like the Nakba. That did not happen in Ireland during the War of Independence. It happened in Israel, and Chaim Herzog was very much part of that. And so today, people and the majority of Irish people stand in support of the Palestinian people and their experience of what is happening in Gaza and indeed in the West Bank today. So, the denaming of Herzog Park is about our politics of today, not about history.
But Ona Malley, is there a danger? Indeed, has it already happened that this will be portrayed, rather than being a protest against genocide and a protest against Zionism, that this will be deliberately interpreted by some people as a form of anti-Semitism?
Well, I think it already has been interpreted by people as a form of anti-Semitism. And to some extent, that's irrelevant. And I don't think we should be too concerned about what other people think of us.
If it's senior American politicians who may have influence with the Trump administration who are saying that and who might tell American investors in this country not to do so on the basis that we're anti-Semitic.
Well, I really don't think we should be too concerned about how others perceive this. I think if this were an egregiously named park, if it were Adolf Hitler Park, obviously people would want to change it. I don't think there is any kind of consensus about Herzog's legacy. And so we should probably be making a decision on the basis of this was an Irishman. And if you hear him speak, you can hear an Irish accent, who was born and brought up in Ireland. He clearly achieved some great things. He fought the Nazis. He was one of the liberators in the Belsen camp. And so he is somebody who probably does deserve recognition. It's a place in Rathgar, around that area, where the Jewish community in Ireland traditionally lived, and it's now sadly a tiny fraction of what it once was. And so I would have thought that it's their interest that should be more important than the interests of, say, an Israeli politician or an American politician.
Dr. Mary McAuliffe, would it be some sort of elegant solution maybe to rename the park for some other prominent Irish Jewish person?
Absolutely, and I would support the very woman, Estella Solomons, a fantastic artist of the early 20th century, a member of Cumann na mBan, who was a revolutionary woman, but also naming, as I have campaigned for many times over the years, naming spaces after women. And Solomons Park would be perfect.
But should we really be naming spaces after people at all? Because does it not just leave particular hostages to fortune when maybe a deeper dive is done into people and suddenly we discover things that we don't like about their behaviour or their politics?
Oh, yeah, that often happens. And you have to remember, you know, many of the statues of the monarchs of the United Kingdom were removed from Ireland after the War of Independence and the setting up of the Irish Free State. Again, I go back to the idea that this is not erasing history. This is about politics. It is about the tensions that arise when we have competing identities. Anti-Zionism is very strong in the Irish political landscape today. I thought the Taoiseach's statement on the erasure of history was very ahistorical. This is not about the erasure of the history of the Irish Jewish community. I lived for many years near the Irish Jewish Museum. And I think, you know, something like putting more investment into the Irish Jewish Museum would really help forefront what is a fantastic history of Ireland and the contribution of many Jewish people, several Lord Mayors of Dublin, etc., politicians, to Irish history, rather than getting involved in an argument over a park and a very problematic figure. I do recognise that Herzog fought in the Second World War. He was part of the, opening up the camps, and that was all very laudable. But when he went to Israel, he did things that were not acceptable then and are certainly not acceptable now.
Oh, no matter, you wanted to come in there.
Well, I just think that if we refuse to name anything after anybody, I'm not sure that is going to be is an elegant solution. I think it probably better thing to do would be to realise that everybody is flawed in many ways. And so, for instance, the denaming of the Barclay Library in Trinity seemed kind of silly when we were judging him by what was probably then normal behaviour for a wealthy Anglo-Irish elite in the 18th century.
But he was a slave owner, wasn't he?
A slaver. Even then they knew slavery was wrong. I mean, that's not true. Barclay was involved in slavery. He himself knew that was wrong. He was judged by his own standards and by our standards.
And I think calling it the Iban, this was relatively normal. It was relatively normal behavior.
There were also abolitionists around at the time. People knew that slavery was wrong.
Of course, and many people did. And it was more laudable for them that they did know this. But this was not unusual behaviour for somebody in his class.
But does that really matter, Owen? I mean, should we not look at it and say, now, well, look, you know, yes, certain things were named after people in the past. These guys were involved in slavery, just to take him as an example. So why not just rename it for somebody who's safer?
You'll never name anything after anybody who achieved any kind of great things.
You'll name them after a
couple of artists who have never offended anybody because they were so insignificant, maybe. I'm not sure that that is adding to a nation's
I do not think Evan Boland is certainly not insignificant, and renaming the Barclay after her was actually a very good thing. And to call somebody like Evan Boland, a poet of great stature, who also happens to be a woman, was a very good thing to do. And I think removing Barclay was the right choice.
But don't we often change names? Our main thoroughfare in Dublin, O'Connell Street, was known as Sackville Street, and 2 years after independence, we changed the name. I'm just even thinking,
It was well before independence.
Was it? Okay. Well, I also thinking back where I grew up in Cork, very nearby, we had what was still known when I was growing up as Wellington Bridge, but it was renamed as Thomas Davis Bridge because we didn't want to be making reference to the Duke of Wellington on a bridge over the River Lee. Isn't that just the way things evolve, that you make decisions at certain times and then you change them later on, Owen?
I'd prefer if the people who want to name something after somebody, they build something and then name that rather than just renaming something after. Most of Georgian Dublin is named our streets of British statesmen. I'm not sure that it will add anything to our history or to our city if we were to just rename them, other than maybe causing some confusion. If you want to name something after Rosa Luxemburg or some Israeli artist, maybe start building things, start building streets, start building parks, and stop just renaming things because if somebody's fallen out of fashion.
Okay, we leave it there. Owen O'Malley from Dublin City University, Dr. Mary McAuliffe from UCD, thank you very much.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Hi there, it's Mario Rosenstock. You know your man off Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, but I'm also your man who presents that great podcast called, you guessed it, the Mario Rosenstock Podcast. You never know what or who you're going to get, but you always get me, a brand new and exclusive comedy sketch, and a conversation with a twist. Catch the Mario Rosenstock Podcast every week on the Go Loud app and all of the usual places.
With On Ice, Ireland's premium ice skating experience, where winter memories are made. Visit onice.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.